Begin the current daf, Masechta Baba Basra, daf Nun Dalad. Begin on the bottom line of daf Nun Gimel Mabez, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had explained in our Mishnah, unlike the whole topic of this parak of Cheskes Habatim, which regarding just proving that I am the rightful owner, there's a different chazaka in karka, which is the actual kinyan. You can acquire something immediately by doing something in the property itself, which the Mishnah gave examples, which Abraisa elaborate on, of making a door, or making a wall, or making an entryway, even just a minute amount, if it helps a little bit, is considered significant enough to create a chazaka. For example, like the cases we're primarily discussing in these dafim, which is one of the cases of our Mishnah, like by Nifsagir. Somebody, a convert, died without any children, he has no relatives because he's like a katan shenayildim, like a newborn child, because he's not related to his non-Jewish family anymore. So he dies without any children. Now whoever wants to could take possession, but he has to do an actual chazaka. So on that, our Gemara continues as we gave certain guidelines to this on the previous daf. It has to be something that's in the land itself, and it has to be something that's a tikkun, a productive, it has to be towards the end of it. There is this another case where if it supports the person, if he even just lays down on the ground, it's like serving him. There's certain criterion that goes into that. So that's our Gemara continues and says, Amr b'yumri b'ra, Amr b'yuhuda. He says, Hi man, regarding such a person, as we continue on top of Nandala Madalaf, the shada lift the bay pili. He throws in the seeds for turnips into cracks that are in the ar de ger, in the land of a convert. Now, that's all he does. He doesn't cover it over with earth, doesn't do anything more. All he does is he takes these turnip seeds and throws it into the cracks in the ground. Says the Gemara, Lo yhav a chazaka. That will not create a chazaka in the ger's land. My time, what's the reason? The reason is because he ultimately did not do anything for tikkun of the karka. Because just throwing seeds into the ground is not an action. Because what would be considered an action of tikkun in the ground is if after planting the seeds, he then went covered it over with earth. Now, although that this guy who planted the turnip seeds, ultimately it's going to take root and it's going to grow today, tomorrow, it's going to grow at some point, still says the Gemara, you didn't do anything that's an actual act. Why? Because Be'idna Dishada, at the moment when he threw the seeds into the ground, when he did the action, Layav Shevcha, he did not make any increase in the quality of the land. He didn't do anything active then in his action. Now, Hashbik Keshavach, now that a few months later when it grows into something, Memele Keshavach, it grew by itself, meaning the way Hashem does it in the laws of nature, but you cannot compare that to, let's say, when the guy digs a little bit in the ground, where you did an actual act in the ground itself and you made it better with that plowing. Or let's say, as we brought in the previous daf, when let's say you close up a hole in the wall by putting in the pebble to keep the water inside. So then you're watering the ground and you're drawing all the water to come to a certain area. So you're doing an action that's benefiting the land right now. But here, what did you do? Now, moreover, the Rashbam even points out that even if, let's say, this guy who threw in the seeds will wait a few months and then the turnips are going to grow and he's going to eat the turnips, that itself would not be a kinyan or a chazaka to be acquiring the land of the ger. Because when you're picking the fruit and eating it, you're not doing any tikkun in the karka itself, that it should be any similar to what we gave examples in our Mishnah, of putting up a door or a wall or an opening. It's not even like the case that we said in the previous stuff of laying down mats on the Nichse Ager and laying down over there, because there at least your body benefited from the land itself and it's serving you the way a slave serves a master. But here, the ground itself is not doing anything for you. You're taking from the peris that grew from the land, but you didn't do anything in the land when you put the seeds, and when you're eating the peris, not doing anything. And actually, this is how the Gemara says it later on, the Nazayin Maralv, where the consumption of the peris in someone else's field will acquire the field as a chazaka only in what the topic of our paragraph, what's called Cheskes Gemal Shonim, where the consumption of the peris for 3 years then takes the place of your documentation to prove that you had bought this field. But regarding the halach of Nechse Ager, there you don't acquire. In other words, to go ahead and create an immediate kinyan by what we keep on calling that karka is niknas bekesh b'shtar b'chazaka, where the chazaka is by making a wall or some type of a door, that by putting in seeds in the ground, that will not be a chazaka. And that's the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, that by putting in seeds will not affect a kinyan chazaka, even if a whole turnip plant comes out from that. Continuing on this theme, where the Gemara brings many similar halachas, all from Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, he says the following halacha. He says, Haiman de Pashach Dikla. somebody was pruning a tree, and he was taking off the branches from the tree. Now, there are those, when they prune the tree, it's for the purposes of benefiting the tree itself, because there's too many branches, and it doesn't allow for it to grow in its healthy way. So, when you do this pshicha in the tree, it's like pruning, but what you do by a vineyard. So, on that, says Shmuel, depends. Adaita de dikla, if your intention when you're doing this maisa chazaka, this act of benefiting the tree, you're doing it so that the tree should grow better, so then kani, so then you have acquired the tree, if it's from nechse ager or if you're buying for someone else. But adaita de chavasa, but if your intention when you were pruning, when you were breaking off the branches, was to go ahead to feed the animals, and your intention is not to benefit the tree. Now, however, although by default, when you're going to be picking off the branches, then you're picking it off to feed the animal, you're also intending to thus make a chazaka in the tree and to acquire the tree with that chazaka, then says Shmuel that loy kani is not acquired, even though by default it's helping the tree. Because since your primary intention was not to do a tikkun in the karka, in the tree, which would be similar to putting up a wall or a door, you were only doing it so that you could use it as produce to feed the animals, that's not going to be a chazaka. And that's like, as we said, this concept in the previous stuff, when you're doing chazaka, but without das, where let's say you're doing chazaka in one field to acquire a different field, that's not going to be a valid chazaka. It would be similar to this idea where even if someone's saying, I intend to acquire with this picking, it would be like he's going in the street and he's saying that I want to make a chazaka in this person's field, where just saying something without doing an action is not a chazaka. You need both, that A, you should be doing a tikkun in the karka actively with your hands, and moreover, with that tikkun, that your intention should be that tikkun should be a chazaka. So although here you are doing an act of chazaka, that doesn't help. It has to be that you're focusing and that your intention of that whole action was to be a chazaka, and here that's not your intention. Here your intention was to feed the animals, so even though by default it is helping the tree, and it is an act of chazaka, and you want to acquire with it, but since it's not primarily for that, that's not going to be a valid chazaka. So the Gemara asks, hey chedami. So how do we know if his intention was for the benefit of the tree, or to feed his animals, that he shouldn't be able to deny and claim, oh no, I did it for the intention of making the tree better, and thus my chazaka was a kinyan. How do we know? Because even if he says it, if his primary intention is not for that, it shouldn't work. So how do we know? Says the Gemara, very simply. Shakal mehagisa umehagisa, if he takes off branches from both sides, from all sides, here a little bit, so then sadaita didikla. Then, since that's the normative way when you're pruning a tree, then it would be that inherent that you're doing it for the benefit of the tree. Because then at least we could say that you're doing it for the benefit of the tree now. Because although that, yes, it is possible that you're still doing it for the intention of feeding your animals, but generally we would assume that someone's going to the nechse ager, his intention is to make a chazaka, and that's what he's doing it for. So wherever we could say that it is for both, then we'll say his intention was for the intention of acquiring the piece of land. But if kula mechad gisa, but if he's breaking off the branches all from one side of the tree, which is ruining the tree, because it's that's not how trees grow. You're breaking off the branch all from one side and not from the other side, then most definitely it's a daita de chivasa, that his intention was only to go ahead and feed his animals, and he's not concerned really for the benefit of the tree. So even if he says he wants it to be working with the tree, that's not a valid chazaka, and he would not acquire the land, the tree of the ger. Another similar halach of Amar Shmuel. Says, Hayman de zachi zichaya, somebody that was sweeping and cleaning out the field from twigs and bad grasses that were there laying around. So if he does it adaita de ara, if he's cleaning it out so that it's for the intention of benefiting the land, which to make it easier to plow because all the garbage is out of the way, so then kani, so then he's acquired the land because he did an active tikkun in the land. Adaita de tzivi, but if his intention was to gather firewood to burn, and that's why he's gathering all these branches and bad grasses, then like kani, then he has not acquired it, because again, as similar we said before, when you're just taking off payris from a tree or from a land, that's not considered a benefit in the land itself, and or even utilizing the land itself, and therefore he's not acquired as a chazak. So then the question again is, hey, how could we know this, what his intention is? Says the Gemara, shakal ravavi vizutri, if he takes the big branches and the small branches from the ground that's laying around, so then we could say, adaita da'ara, then it's possible that he was doing it for the benefit of the land, because he took everything away.
But if he took one of the big branches and he left the small branches, then we can't say that he's doing it for the benefit of the land. Rather, there it's obvious that it was his whole intention was only for to have firewood to burn it, and that's why he gathered it, because if his intention was to clean up the ground, he would have taken all the branches. Obviously, it's for the firewood, and therefore, that's not a valid act of chazaka. Another similar halacha of Amar Shmuel. Haiman the askil tikla. Somebody that was getting rid of all the different obstacles that were there in the ground, and he was smoothing out the surface of the ground. So, if he did adai to the ara, if he did it for the intention of the ground so that it should be smooth, and that when there's plowing, the plow shouldn't get stuck and shouldn't break, so then he's acquired the land, because that's similar to plowing. Adai to the beidari, but if he did it for the intention of using it as a threshing house, meaning because he wants to thresh grain over there, where since this land is actually generally used for planting, and therefore its purpose is to be plowed and not to make it as a threshing house. So even if afterwards that he went and he smoothed it out for threshing, and he's going to go ahead and bang his wheat over there. Now, the thing is, he's still going to have to plow and plant over there. So it comes out that all his threshing over there was really only ruining the land. It wasn't fixing it all, it's rather ruining it, because any fixing, which he did, he cleared up the area to be able to thresh his grain over there, but any type of fixing that ultimately you're going to have to undo was really just ruining the area. And even in the beginning, we cannot consider that as a tikkun, and you can't compare it to the cases of our Mishnah of when you put up a door or a wall, or even if you dig a little bit, or if you water the ground, where all those things ultimately you're not going to undo. They're all for the greater benefit of the larger context of the field. But when you're making it a threshing place, we're ultimately going to end up taking apart that whole thing, because the primary part of land is for plowing. So then says Shmuel, then Loikani. Then you have not acquired the land. Now the Rashbam does point out, but if let's say his intention was to make it a permanent threshing house, then the Rashbam says it would seem to him that then he would acquire the land, because there's no greater chazaka than that, where he's transferring the whole purpose and utility of the land for something that he wants to make it forever. That would be an act of proprietary act, and therefore then he would acquire it. But if he's just doing it as a temporary type of thing, that's not a valid tikkun in the land, he would not acquire it. So says the Gemara, how do we know what his intention is to verify if it's adai to the ara that he acquires it, or adai to the beidari for a threshing house that he doesn't? So says the Gemara, shakal mulyam, if he takes one of the mounds that are there in the ground, and v'shad the benatza, and he pushes it into one of the pits that are there in the ground, so then adai to the ara. Then we could say that since he's taking a mound and he's putting it into the crevices in the ground, so it turns out that he's smoothing out evenly the whole land, so then we could say that his purpose was for plowing, so that the plow should not get stuck, because now everything is smooth. Then we could say that it's adai to the ara. But if let's say he took one of the mounds that were there in the ground, and he widened it in its area, meaning because he took down the height of the pile and he made it a little bit lower down around the area that it shouldn't be so such a tall mound. And so too, benatza, he made the hole into the hole, meaning he pushed the edge of the hole lower down and made it more towards the center so that it smoothed out a little bit the hole, not to be such a narrow, such a deep in hole. So there, ultimately, although he's basically smoothed out the land, but still you could see where the pits are more indented, and you can see where the mounds are a little bit higher and rounded. So since each area is separate and distinct, then that's adai to the beidari. That's obviously that was intention to just to be able to thresh his grain, where that's enough. You need to have somewhat of a smooth area. You can't have mounds and indentations. So he smoothed that a little bit. That's obvious that it's enough for threshing, but that wouldn't be good enough for plowing, and therefore that would prove that it was adai to the beidari and would not be a chazaka. Now all these chazakas that we're talking about are talking about whether if he wants to acquire the land of Nechse Hager that died without any children, or whether it's getting a gift, or whether it's a sale, or whether brothers that are dividing, like we said, all these cases in the Mishnah, all these halachas of Shmuel would apply. So too another case, Vamar Shmuel. Says, Haiman the Pasach Maya Ba'arav. Someone opens up the channel of water into the land, that they should go into the field. If he does it, Adai to Da'ar for the intention of watering the land, so then Kani says acquired it, because he did an act of Tikkun, and that was the intention of the act of the Chazakah of the land. Adai to the Kavri, but if his whole intention was so that the water could come in, that it could catch the fish, then like Kani, then he has not acquired the land, because it wasn't for the purpose of watering the land, it was just to catch fish.
So the Gemara Heichadami. Well, how would we know this? So Pasach Trebav, if he makes two openings on either side, meaning Chad Ma'ayel B'Chad Ma'apig, one to let the water in and one to let the water out. So you have the one that's right near the river, that's where you make that opening for the water to come in. And the other side, the opening is to let the water out. So then it's obvious that a dait to the kavri. His intention was to just catch the fish and not to water the field, because if his intention was to water the field, then he should have made only one opening and that the water would then come in and then stay in there and keep the water, the ground saturated. And then actually you would even be able to have the fish too, would just get stuck over there. But if you're making two, you obviously don't mean for the ground, because the water is going to go right out. But chad bava, if there's only one opening, then a dait to the ara, then we could say that your intention was for the land, and then with that act of chazaka, you would acquire the land. Now, the Gemara continues with an incident to illustrate this halacha, that it depends, even if you're doing an act of chazaka, it has to be that we could say that your intention was to benefit the land itself. As the Gemara says, he itza, the achla dikla betavshicha, regarding the first halacha that Shmuel had said. There was a woman that she was consuming the produce of the tree by doing this tavshicha, which, as we said before, that she was pruning the tree, but her intention was, by pruning it, was to feed it to her animals, which she had pruned it on all of one side of the tree. And she had been doing this for Tleisur Shnin, for 13 years, so you would think that she really established, really did a chazaka in this Nefse Hager. But Asahu, but then along came this person, and Rafik Tusei Purta. What he did was, he just dug a little bit beneath the tree, which helps and benefits the tree the way plowing does for grain. That's what hoeing does for a tree. Also, kamei de levi, he came in from the levi. Let some say he came kamei de marukva, in front of marukva, and ukmiyad biyad, he awarded to this guy who, after 13 years, this woman has been working on the tree. This guy comes along, plows a little bit on it, he gets it. So this woman comes screaming, "What are you talking about? I've been here for 13 years." So Allah, he tells them, "My evelach, what could I do to you? What could I do for you? To lechzikis kidem chazki inchi. You did not do a chazaka the way people do, meaning with the intention of benefiting the tree, which would only be if you did on both sides. You did on one side, you never did a preparatory act of a chazaka. You did a daita de chavasa. That's not a valid chazaka, and that's why this other guy who did something that benefits it gets the tree, gets it for himself." Now Amarav, relating to these halachas of Nechse Ager, he says, Hatzar Tzura, if someone engraves an image, whether of a wild animal or of a bird, B'Nechse Ager, in the walls of the house of a ger who died without any children, so Kana, with that, he has acquired that piece of property. Now, as we learned on the previous daf in the Gimel Mabez, regarding plastering or engraving an image, that the Gemara said that it has to be at least an area of an Amma, and it has to be opposite of the area where you come in. So, and that says Rashbam, that's not talking about an image of a creature. It just means like shapes, like flowers and different squigglies. So that's what we said, okay, so to be considered significant, it has to be an aman right when you walk into the house. But regarding an image of like an animal or the bird, of a creature, that's considered something significant. That would be enough with one, and that doesn't have to be an aman. That doesn't have to be even opposite the pesach where you walk in. Now, says the Gemara, how do we know that Rav says this halacha, that even if you just grave an image, then you have acquired that, let's say, house? It's because the Rav, lekani leganasa de Rav, because Rav did not acquire the garden that was neighboring to his base medrash, which was from a ger who died, and Rav acquired it. How did he acquire it? Ela b'tzirasa, only because he made an image to make a chazak in it. In other words, the inference was from that incident that we learned this halacha of Rav, that obviously he holds that even if you just make an image, that itself is really considered a proprietary act of a chazaka to acquire it from Nechse Hager. So continuing on these halachas of Nechse Hager, again, which is a ger who dies, and generally people inherit people who died, but the ger doesn't have any yarshim. So whoever wants could go ahead and make a chazaka and acquire it. So the Gemara says, Itmar, the following halacha. Sada hamusayemis b'mitzareha. Regarding a field that's demarcated with its boundaries. In other words, it has four walls surrounding it. It's demarcated clearly what's the dimensions, the area of this land. So Amrav Huna Marav, he says, Akivan shehikishba. Once a person just sticks his spade, makush echad, one stick, one bang into the ground, kanakula, has already acquired that whole entire land, which is this halacha we always mention of Rafik Bapurta, where you dug a little bit, just digging in your spade, you already acquired the whole thing. Now, but this is specifically talking about if the land is designated generally for plowing.
So then you do one act, you already did an act of Charisha, you already considered that you own the whole thing. But regarding a house, obviously that would not be considered chazaka, because sticking a spade into the ground, what are you doing? We don't plow inside a house. Now this halacha applies both by a sale, both by the nechsa ger, you acquire the whole field. Shmuel Amahi disagrees. He says, Loi kana elamokim makusha bavat. Actually, and this is only talking about specifically by the nechsa hager, if you put your stick into the ground, you only acquire that spot where you put in, you don't acquire the whole field. Now, because actually regarding a case of a sale, where the seller already got the money, so then there the halacha would be actually, even if he's selling him 10 fields in 10 different countries, and the buyer does a chazaka in only one of them, he's automatically acquired all the 10 fields. As Shmuel himself said in the first Perakim and Baba Kama and Kedushin, as we explained in the previous stuff. Now, so therefore this halacha that he says you only get the space where you put in the spade is talking about by Nechse Hager. Now Rashbam says, regarding this machlekes, halacha is actually like Rav, because as we see later on, the Rav Nachman did halacha like Rav, which tells us that halacha is like him, where if you just stick in, you do this, what we mentioned many times in these sugyas of Rafik Baporta, you do a little bit of digging, you have automatically acquired the whole area. Now the Gemara continues, Amud Beis, and asks, okay, so that's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel regarding that it has clearly demarcated four boundaries. But regarding a field that's not clearly defined in its boundaries, rather it's a large open field and it's open to the other fields or to the Rishas Rabim, Sa'ad Kama. So what would be the halacha over there? How much would you have to plow to acquire the whole field? Now, as Rashbam points out, this question is only pertinent according to Rab, because most definitely according to Shmuel, if he says that even by Mesuyemis, when it's clearly defined the parameters, you don't acquire it by just doing a little bit, then most definitely you're not going to say when it's not clearly defined. So according to Rav, when it's clearly defined, one stick of the plow or the spade will acquire it, but let's say it's not clearly defined. What would be the minimum requirement to have been considered? You did a chazaka of acquisition in the land. So on that, Amar Papa, it says, Kid azl ti yara dishayri, when the pair of oxen plow one row from one edge of the field to the other edge of the field, v'hadar, and on their way back they make another row, which essentially is talking about that if they make two rows along the entire length of the field from one edge to the other, let's say from east to west, through that he'll acquire the whole field, even the area from north to south, because once the two oxen make two furrows along the entire length of the field, or same thing according to the whole width of the field, then it's like as if they plowed the whole field, because they have taken possession of one edge to the other. That would be considered chazaka according to Rav, even in the area of a field that's not clearly demarcated, like opened and flush to other fields. Continuing on these halachas, similar to this halacha of nichse hager, which we said is basically hefker things, and the person has to be mafsik in it. So related, Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmul says nichse oivid kechavim. The properties of a non-Jew who the non-Jew is selling to a Jew, and the non-Jew received the money payment already from the Jewish consumer, but the Jewish consumer did not yet make a chazaka to acquire the fields from the non-Jew, says Shmuel, harehen kemidbar. So for that period of time till he makes a chazaka, the properties are like the desert, meaning they're like hefker, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain the reason. And the reason is, and what that means to say is that kalamachzik behen. So if another Jew comes along and he quickly makes a chazaka on that land, zacha behen, he has merited it, he acquires it, and it's like a case of nichse hager who dies, who whoever comes first could acquire it. Now the Rashbam has a discussion regarding, so how does that work where the guy already paid for it regarding his compensation? But that's the primary halacha where someone else could jump in and do a chazaka. So the Gemara explains my time, what's the reason for this? Says the Gemara very simply, Oivid Gechavim, the non-Jewish seller, Mechimatu Zuzi Liyade, from the moment that he gets the money from the consumer, so istalikle. So the non-Jew is already out of the picture, because all acquisitions by the non-Jews are with money. As the Gemara says in first Perek Masechet Kiddushin of Yudal Mabez, from the moment he gets the money, for him, the sale is done, and he can't back out anymore. So he's already out of the picture. Now, however, Yisroel Leikoni, but the Jew does not have a kinyan by the giving of the money, ad-demati shtar liyadi, until the document of the sale comes to his hand. As the Gemara says in Masechet Kiddushin, as we actually mentioned this on a previous stav, that even from a fellow Jew, he does not acquire by giving money until the document is written for him that the sale was done. Now, all the more so if he's buying from a non-Jew, because generally, and by non-Jews, we could assume that they're going to take your money and say, I never sold it to you, and they're going to rip you off. So the buyer's intention is not to have the sale done until he actually gets the deed, he gets the document. So he has not acquired it yet. So it's essentially like the desert, because this guy, the seller's out of the picture, the buyer didn't get it yet. So whoever goes ahead and jumps in and does a chazakah, another Jew goes and digs a little bit before this guy gets a chance, so he's merited and he's acquired it. Now, this halacha is specifically talking about when the Jew is buying from a non-Jew. But if he was buying from his fellow Jew, that although that, yes, the lekeich wouldn't acquire it until he would get a document, but someone else would not be able to go in and jump in after he gave the money to that to the Jewish seller and do a chazakah, because it would still be in the domain of the seller. Because as long as the lekeich didn't do a chazakah, or if he didn't get his shtar yet, then both of them could back out, and therefore the meicher is still part of the picture. But it's Toma specifically when he buys from a non-Jew, it's like the salach of Nichse Ager, where if someone jumps in, does a chazakah, where he digs a little bit, he'll go ahead and he'll acquire the field. Now, on this halach of Shmuel, Amalei Abai Rav Yosef. Abai asked Rav Yosef, he says, Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this, that the second guy could go ahead and acquire the land of the non-Jew by doing a chazakah without getting a document from the non-Jew? But V'Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said a different halach. He said, Dina de Malchusa, all the taxes and levies and judgments that the government imposes, which that it should take place in all of their land, is Dina. Meaning, what that means to say that it's law is because all the constituents of the government willingly agree to abide by the rules that were instituted by the king, by the government. So therefore, it has the halacha as complete law. Now, what that means to say is that if someone takes possession of someone else's money based on governmental institutions, that's what the government decided, that's the policies, so that's not theft, because even though the guy doesn't want to, but we all agree to participate based on the law of the government. So David Shmuel says, whatever the law of the government is, that's the law, and that's the way halacha regarding monetary law will follow too, because we all are in agreement with that. And if we stipulate we're in agreement with that, so then that's the law we have to abide by. Now, therefore, asked Abayu, Umalka Amar Loilikni Ara. Now, the king, the government says that land should not be considered transferred, acquired, Ella Biigarta, only with a document, meaning only if the buyer has a deed of sale from the seller. So therefore, asked Abayam, how could this guy be acquiring by doing a chazakah if he's not getting a document from the non-Jewish seller? Rather, what Abayam is basically asking is that the first Jewish buyer should acquire it based on the laws of the government when he ultimately gets the document from the non-Jew and it finally comes, even though this guy jumped and did a chazakah first. How could he acquire with that? The Dina Malchusa, Dina tells us that doing chazakah is not enough. You have to have the document and only the first guy gets the document. So how can you say the second guy, how does Shmuel say, which contradicts his other halacha, that the second guy gets it? So Amalei's Rav Yosef responded to Abai, he says, look, Anola Yadan, says, I don't know regarding this other halach of Shmuel, of Dina Machusa Dina. Now, Rashman points out, Rav Yosef most definitely did know this halach of Shmuel, of Dina Machusa Dina. But this that he responded to Abai and he says, well, I don't know, although he definitely did know, but he preferred to answer him by saying, look, you're asking on this first halach of Shmuel, that how could he say the second guy gets it? He wanted to say, I could tell you a story, which a story definitely says that that's the halacha, because if that was acted upon, that must mean the halacha. And Rav Yosef didn't bother to answer the contradiction that Abai was asking from the other halacha of Shmuel. Now, even so, that Rav Yosef brought him a story to prove this first halacha of Shmuel, even so, Abai responded, as we'll shortly quote, that said, no, there's no proof from that incident. But Rav Yosef didn't retract based on Abai's disproving of his proof, because ultimately Shmuel said it, as we say later on, that we see that he says the halacha clearly, that the second guy, this guy who jumps and does a chazakah, will get it. Now, Rashbam says, but ultimately, how do we resolve the contradiction that Abai is asking of Din Machus Adina? So that says Rashbam, that Rav Yosef doesn't hold like what Abai said, that that's true, that the government says that you're not allowed to go ahead and consume the land as a consumer until you have a document. Because that's not the Dina Machus Adina. He says, no, actually, even the chazakah was included, that the government allows you to do the chazakah, to acquire, and therefore he held that the premise, that Abai's question, was incorrect. But again, Rav Yosef's answer was to prove and illustrate that the first halacha of Shmuel is correct. Because he says, look, Uvda Hava Bedura de Ravasa. There was an incident that actually happened in this place, Dura de Ravasa, or it was called that because it was a village of shepherds.
Yisrael dezav in Aram ma'evi kachavim. There was a Jew who bought a piece of land from a non-Jew. V'as Yisrael achrina rafik bapurta. Now after he paid him the money, before he did a chazak or got the document, a different Jew came along and dug a little bit in it. And also came Rabbi Yehuda, came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, who most of his psakim, his actions, that he heard from his teacher Shmuel. So this is Rabbi Yisrael proving that this first halach of Shmuel is correct, that it's real. Ukme biyada d'sheni. And guess what Rabbi Yehuda did? He gave it to the second guy who jumped in and did a little digging, who did a chazaka. So you see that the first halach of Shmuel is correct. That Amalei, Abai said back to Rabbi Yisrael, what are you talking about? That's not a proof that the first halach of Shmuel is correct, meaning that he said such a thing. Dura de Ravasa Kamrit, you're telling me regarding that incident that happened in that village of Dura de Ravasa? Well, from there you're going to bring proof to me that the estate of a non-Jew after he gets the money is like a midbar, and that whoever wants can jump and do a chazak and get it? That's not proof. Hasam Bagi Mitamri Haba, that place were what's called hidden fields. What does that mean? Meaning because the owners of those fields didn't pay taxes. They evaded taxes and they just ran away from paying up their dues. Now, the Inu Gufayu, were they themselves, the original owners, Lahavayave Taskilamalka, they didn't pay the taxes to the government. Now, based on the laws of the government, they have no rights to these fields, and most definitely they cannot sell the field, and therefore whatever sale they're doing is void because the government says you only have rights to the fields if you pay taxes. Now, that's why, says Abaye, in that incident, the second guy who did a chazaka acquired it based on Din Malchusa, because he stipulated when he was doing some of the digging, he told the government, I'm going to pay the taxes. Oh, so that's why, says Abaye, Umalka Amar Mandu Yav Taska Lechalara. The government says whoever pays taxes gets to land with just doing chazaka, even without documentation. But says Abaye, regarding a regular land that a non-Jew owns, that he inherited from his non-Jewish fathers and he sells it, that says Abaye, I could tell you that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if someone else comes and after the Jewish consumer paid the money and some other Jew comes and does a chazaka, we would get rid of him, we would take him off, and we would give it back to the first guy until he gets a document from the seller, because regularly owned property, says Abaye, I would disagree. I would say that that's contradicted by other halachos Shmuel. Can't be, he said that, because the din machusa is, as the other halachos Shmuel, is until he gets a document. Now, you bring me that story that Rabbi Yehuda said that the second guy who jumped and does a chazaka get it? That's because the owners there had no right to sell it. So the sale wasn't a sale to the first guy at all. So because they avoided taxes and they have no rights in the land. When the second guy came and did a chazaka, it's because he promised the government he's going to pay taxes. That itself, from the Dina Machusa, actually gives him the rights, because he's going to want being giving the taxes, as actually we find other places in Shas where people that were willing to pay the taxes, the government actually says, you become the rightful owner in the land. And therefore, Abaye disproves the raya of Rav Yisrael. Rav Yisrael does not retract because of the explicit halach of Shmuel. And also he held that it was not a contradiction, because actually that's not din machos adina. He held the premise that it has to be with a document more than doing chazaka. Similarly, the Gemara brings that Rav Huna, Zavin Arma Ev Kechav, in the same case, Rav Huna bought a piece of land from a non-Jew. So, As Yisrael Acha, Rafik Bapurta. Now another Jew came and jumped in and dug a little bit in the land after he had paid before he got his document. So Asla Kamed Rav Nachman came in front of Rav Nachman, Ukmi Biyadi, he gave it to the second guy. So Amaleis, Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman, my daitich, what's your opinion? Why are you awarding it to the second guy? Because Damar Shmuel, because it's halacha that Shmuel says, Nichsi Oiv Kechav Marin Kemidbar, a property of a non-Jew, once he's paid up, before the Jewish consumer gets the document, so it's like the desert. And whoever wants to take possession could merit it. That's why you're passing me that the second guy should get it. But as we continue, Tabam Nun Heyman Aleph, so he told him, but since you hold like Shmuel, Li Evid Li Mar, Ki Idech De Shmuel, and that you, the master, passing for me like this other halacha of Shmuel, that let this guy only acquire that exact area where he dug. Because the Amar Shmuel, we had quoted this other halacha of Shmuel previously, that all he gets is the place where you actually dug in the spade. You don't even get the whole field. So why are you awarding him the whole field, even if you hold that this halacha of Shmuel, that you could do a chazaka and get it, but it's only where you actually dug. So let him have that spot where he dug, but the rest of the field I should be able to get. Now, Rashbam just points out that he couldn't have asked him and said, well, do for me like this other halacha of Shmuel, who says, din machos adina, and therefore then, as Abaye was contending, that therefore you only acquire with a document, and therefore he shouldn't get anything.
Because that is because Rav Huna agrees that Shmuel said this halacha of nechs ager are like a midbar. So obviously you have to resolve the two that there shouldn't be contradiction, as we said before. So therefore he agrees to the premise of this halacha of that, okay, so this first halacha of Shmuel is correct. Like Rav Yisrael was contending that it's not a contradiction. But at least let him only get Makom HaKusha. Why are you giving him the whole field? That Amalei, that Rav Nachman responded back to Rav Huna. Oh no, Baha'i, regarding that halacha, I don't hold like Shmuel. I hold like our tradition, where actually the Yavetz brings the Girsa Kishmaitech, like your own teaching, because the Amrav, Huna Amrav, you're quoted as saying in the name of Rav, that Kimen Shanikish Bamakosh Echad, once someone goes to like a Nechsager, or in this case, the property of the non-Jew, before this Jewish consumer goes and does a Chazakah, gets the Shtar, someone digs just one little digging, Kana Kule has acquired the whole thing. And therefore I paskin that the second guy gets the whole field. Now the Gemara concludes this discussion by saying Shalach Rav Huna bar Oven, Rav Huna bar Oven had sent the following halacha, that Yisrael Shalach Echsad Ma'ibu Kacham, if a Jew purchases a piece of land from a non-Jew, he pays for it, but he didn't yet do a chazaka or get the shtar. Uva Yisrael Achav Hechzik, but another Jew comes and does a chazaka on it. So then, Ein Metzin Leisim Yada, we do not remove that guy who did a chazaka, meaning like Shmuel had said, that he is Zeichenit and he is Kainit. And this is all part of what Rav Huna bar Oven had sent, that, and also Rav Avin and Rav Loi and all our teachers, they're all in agreement that the halacha is like Shmuel, that even if though this guy already paid for it, but since it's like a midbar right now, and someone else does a chazaka, like the halacha of Nechzeger, this second guy has acquired the field.